So as a patient, should I be worried about taking a glitazone based on these findings, or just encourage myself to exercise?
Yeah, so I mean, the glitazones as a class have fallen out of favor for other reasons, not really for bone reasons, because of effects on the heart. And so we are tending to reach for them less and less as diabetes doctors, and tending to look for other agents to treat, especially type 2 diabetes, even though they still remain pretty powerful and there are some patients who really need them. And yes, I would be very concerned in my patients who are older women. I'm very cautious about glitazones, and if they're on glitazones, I have a discussion with them about bone health. It's absolutely something to think about. Exercise is always a great way to treat or to supplement treatment for bone health and for diabetes. So I continue to encourage all of my patients to engage in exercise in various forms.